So Dave, when it comes to pattern matching in C Sharp, you're going to be my guy, right? Like I'm going to ask you all the questions about all the things so I can make sure that I'm doing this the right way.
Awesome.
And I heard about something called positional pattern matching. Could you talk to me about it? Show me how it works, maybe?
Absolutely. I've got a demo prepared just for you, Cecil. So we're going to start with a record. So a record basically represents an immutable data structure by default when it's specified as a positional record. So positional records say that this class for point has a constructor taking an X and Y. And what's nice about positional records is they actually give you a deconstruct method that's automatically generated. So that means when we have a point that's been instantiated, we can actually immediately or at some other point in time deconstruct it into a tuple literal. So that's where the positions come into play. So we've got a function up here that promises to return a quadrant given a point. And the point, as you recall, is that positional record. So we can switch on that and say when the point is equivalent to a 0, 0, x and y, that's expressed as the quadrant origin, right? We're right in the middle of our quadrant. Otherwise, we can do more positional pattern matching with taking a variable instance of it and saying x and y when x is greater than 0 and y is greater than 0. Well, that's expressed as quadrant one, and so on and so forth. So we've got a helper function that instantiates some points, and then it's going to write them out to the console. And for each of these points that it writes, we'll be able to see the point, which is the record itself, and it's got nice, pretty printing for the point and the quadrant that represents that point. So for a point that is 3, 5, we can expect that to be in quadrant one, as it represents here. 0, 0 is origin. Negatives on both sides of x and y, that would be in the lower left, which is quadrant three, and so on and so forth.
So one thing I'm wondering about is, so in this video, I saw that you used record type, right, for your point class. What if I just used a plain old C sharp class? Like, would I have to do anything special to get it to work with positional pattern matching?
Yeah, it's a really good question, Cecil. So with positional records, they automatically generate what's called this deconstruct method. So you get that out of the box with this single line of code. You get a bunch of boilerplate code for you automatically generated. But you do have the ability to write your own deconstruct methods. And we have other videos that cover that.
Awesome. And kind of like what you said, we have other videos that are inside of our C Sharp language highlight series. So definitely make sure you check those out. And also, if you want to learn more about positional pattern matching in C Sharp, make sure you check out the links in our description below where we show you our documentation and we have links to tutorials and samples and tons of great stuff that you can start using.
Awesome.